Last week, the Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce's Green and Clean Committee launched the Waste Referral Network. The network serves as a platform for the Chamber's member businesses to buy, give, or barter industrial waste materials with each other. Jacob Gorham serves as one of the sub-chairs of the Green and Clean Committee and is in charge of the Waste Referral Network.
I guess, if you would, it's more like a Craigslist of offering materials to businesses. So we've made it very easy to use, and it's a tool for local businesses. They can go on, post their wants and their needs, and that way we divert it from the landfill.
According to Gorham, the Green and Clean Committee is always looking to educate people and businesses on the various sustainability-related resources available in the region. The idea to launch a waste referral network for businesses was a result of a number of discussions the committee had regarding industrial waste reduction. So how will things work? Is there a separate online platform where member businesses can exchange information, or will the Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce website serve as a go-between?
Everything goes through the Chamber of Commerce, and what we were doing with that was really trying to weed out all of the spam and people who will get on there and post things that are either inappropriate or not useful to the community in general. We really want this to be a tool for businesses. And we thought, well, if businesses know that this is a serious forum where they can go and they can post something that they have that they want to buy or want to are looking for, or they have an excess of, for instance, like scrap wood. What happens with scrap wood? There's always people looking to get rid of scrap wood, and there's always people looking to use it. So what we did is how do we get those two people together. So what we did is we said we need a serious way that, you know, business people can go in and say, okay, this is a serious effort to make sure that keep all the spam stuff out, keep all the stuff that's not needed and not wanted in a forum like this.
Gorham says the network is open to all members of the Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce. Member companies can post their need for or offer off commodities such as cardboard, plastics, styrofoam, pallets, glass, wood, metals, etc. on the Chamber of Commerce's website. In Gorham's opinion, there are two main benefits of having such a network in place.
One of the ones is obviously the landfill. The landfill in the Fort Smith region is key to this area. We want to extend that landfill for as long as we possibly can. The other one that a lot of people overlook, it helps your bottom line. Recycling or reuse, you're not paying somebody to carry that off, carry it to the landfill. You're saving that money, whether you gave it away or whether you were able to sell it. You are saving that money, possibly earning money, having somebody come and pay you to carry that off versus you paying a waste hauler to carry it to the landfill. So those are two of the really basic elements that go straight to your bottom line.
According to Gorham, several states and cities have similar networks. The state of Texas and the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality are two such examples. The Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce's Waste Referral Network is the first of its kind in the Arkansas River Valley region. The chamber hosted the Waste Referral Network rollout last Tuesday to get the word out.
It was great. We had great participation. We had a kind of a question and answer session as well. And Baridi Nokakeli from the Sanitation Department of Sanitation, he was able to share with us his vision for holding on to the landfill as far as the length of it and making it last longer. So it was real nice that he was there and able to share with everybody the vision of just extending that landfill as far as we possibly can.
Ultimately, Gorham says, it's about helping businesses in the region.
you know, a business can see that just because I have something that looks like it's a useless item doesn't necessarily mean it's so. And it's going to be a real asset to the community and to the region, so that, you know, businesses, again, that we can help their bottom dollar, you know, help them just keep an eye on that bottom dollar and divert everything and anything and everything we can from the landfill.
More information on the Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce's Waste Referral Network is available at fortsmithchamber.org/waste_referral. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mudholkar.